Yes, for the foreseeable future, we are going to be talking movies in the company of Katricia Euphigenia Eloise Marr. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very good indeed. Thank you very much for asking.
That's all right.
Oh, good, good. That's the pleasantries out
Toodle
of the way.
Pip.
Toodle pip. Rah, rah. We have loads to come on the movie podcast today. We are going to be chatting some movie news very shortly indeed. We're also going to be looking at the big new movie out this week, Ride Along 2.
Wow.
We'll be reviewing the film that's out at the moment, which is Joy, starring the very lovely Jennifer Lawrence. And we'll be catching up with Adam from Little White Lies to find out what he's looking forward to in 2016. I'm sure there's going to be some interesting choices. I wonder if he's looking forward to the things that we're looking forward to.
Probably not. He has quite an intelligent taste in films, isn't
it? Are you saying we're not intelligent?
We like bums on seat films, though, most
of
the time.
Yeah, that's very, very, very true, yeah. So we'll be doing that, and we'll cast our eye over the TV movies as well. Let's get some early business out of the way, though, with Clickbait. And last week's Clickbait was this clip from a movie. What movie?
Young lady, what is your name?
Mrs. Mia Wallace.
And how about your fella here?
Vincent Vega.
Alright, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
Ding, 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 ding. She was a teenage queen.
Yes, it is, of course, the twisting scene from Pulp Fiction. We did that because, of course, The Hateful Eight came out last week, which is something like 3 hours and 20 minutes long. It's another really long film, apparently. It's about 3 hours long. I've not seen it yet.
Yeah, but there's one, you can go to one of the versions that has an intermission.
Oh, see, yeah, but you got to go to one of these big sort of 70mm. I think it's only in, like, Empire Leicester Square or something like that that are doing it. Congratulations, first one out of the hat. Laura Walker wins. Well, Laura Walker wins the Clickbait movie goodie bag. And we've got another one offer this week, if you can guess what movie this is.
We don't have an actor. And if we cancel the first preview, the press is going to smell blood. And we can't afford to lose any more money at all.
Okay. What do you think I should do?
Well, we hired an understudy. Let's use the understudy.
Yeah.
Regan, listen to me. Please, for the love of God, listen. Our perfect dream actor is not going to knock on that door and go, hey, fellas, when do I start? You know?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Did you find another actor?
No. Yeah.
Okay, well, Mike's available.
He is?
Mm-hmm. Mike who?
I thought he was doing the thing.
He was. He quit. Or got fired.
Mike who? Which is it, quit or fire?
Well, with the Mike, it's usually both.
Mike and who?
Shiner.
Yes!
Jake. Which film was that from? We're getting towards Oscar season. That might be a little hint for you, okay? Something that did rather well in the Oscars last year. Was it last year? It was last year,
yes.
Wasn't it? So if you think you know what that is, at @radio_Yorkshire, #clickbait, and you can email us as well, studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk. Right, Katricia, let's start with some movie news. What do you got for us?
I'm sad about this, but maybe it opens the door for other people. George Miller doesn't want to direct any more Mad Max movies.
Oh, yeah, that really is sad.
Well, it's interesting because he was so keen and talking about the sequels, wasn't he? So maybe he's saying that someone else will direct them. He's not saying there won't be any more made. He just said he doesn't want to make any more himself, but I'm reading between the lines.
Yeah.
He said that it just takes too long a process. He doesn't like filming in the desert, etc., etc. he just said it takes forever. I don't want to do it again, which is sad, but hopefully opens the door for another one because I absolutely loved Fury Road.
Fury Road is fantastic.
Yeah.
One of the films of the year, I think, last year. And if it doesn't get a best film nod, there's something seriously wrong.
I loved the nod to kind of metal with the blind guitarist and everything.
Yeah, strapped to the front of the lot of the truck.
It's like something you see at Download Festival. It's brilliant. Loved it.
Yeah, it was really good. And if you've not caught it yet, it's definitely something you want to watch in the highest quality you can because it really, really looks spectacular as well.
Yeah.
And Mad Max isn't really the big star of it for me. It's Charlize Theron. And what is it, Furiosa, I think she's called. And that she she's the main star of it for me.
And I thought Nicholas Hoult was brilliant.
Yeah, he's really good in it as well, isn't he? Top film. Well, hopefully, I'm sure it made an absolute chunk of change. So I'm sure they're going to be making a fair few more of those. Would there be a Mel Gibson cameo? Well, let's hope not.
I hope not.
Now, a film that was... It had a difficult birth. World War Z. It did have a difficult birth. It was Breach, and they had to change a lot of things about it. There was some extensive production problems with the first one, to the point where they had to change the whole ending.
Really?
Yeah, they rewrote and reshot the whole ending. So they ended up, if you remember, World War Z, and it ends up in that facility in Wales, and that wasn't the real ending. Well. World War Z sequel, they've got some more problems because the director, Juan Antonio Bayona, who's been attached to the film since December 2013, he's quit. And this is just ahead of starting filming this summer, which is a bit of a problem, really. They're keen to get, obviously, World War Z 2 in front of the cameras this year. Bayona feels committed to post-production and publicity process for his just completed A Monster Calls. There's a lot of hype about that film as well, A Monster Calls. It's a very famous book. Now, they're saying the studio's official statement is Bayona is no longer able to make World War Z 2 this year, and it is our ambition to do so. He's a wonderful director. We hope to work with him soon. Looks like Utopia's Dennis Kelly is the most recent writer to take a crack at the screenplay. Original drafts have been not great, really. But who's going to take over? No idea. They don't seem to have any idea at all who's going to be taking over. But there will be a scramble to fill the director's chair in order to meet the release date, which is June 9th, 2017. So they need to get cracking now. I'm available during the summer, just in case that they want me to direct Brad Pitt. My wife would be very, very happy at that, I'm sure. What else you got, Patricia?
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
What next role do you think he would be taking on?
He's done big musicians. Could he be in like a sci-fi epic or something like that next?
Close.
All right, okay.
Little John and Robin Hood origin story.
So what now?
He's starring alongside Taron Egerton.
Oh, yeah, he's...
That film you like, Kingsman.
Yes, he was good. And also he's playing Eddie the Eagle Edwards in Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, it's him.
Yeah.
he's going to be an older, wiser mentor character. Do you think it's going to be like a modern twist? Like,
I hope
Robin
not.
Hood's going to be kind of the
in
karate
the
kid to Little John, Mr. Miyagi, or something.
Yeah, I hope not. Do you know what? They're quite a few places have taken a swipe at Robin Hood
and not done it justice.
And yeah, exactly. I don't think it's been good. I mean, the Kevin Costner one was probably the most popular of recent times, you would say. And there was two Robin Hood films out at that point at exactly the same time. There was one with Patrick Bergen at the same time, which was pretty good. The Russell Crowe one was not very good.
If you're not a cartoon fox, I'm not interested.
See, the Disney one's still probably the best.
It's the best one.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's the start of the hamster song, isn't it?
You've lost me.
Do-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-do-do. Do you know who I'm
at? Oh, dearie me. I'm not looking forward to that. I don't think it's going to be that good. Now, James Gunn, who's the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, of course, coming up. This is interesting because after we heard this very sad news that David Bowie passed away earlier on this week, it looks like... they were trying to secure Bowie's services for a cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. His music's already on Guardians of the Galaxy. It's going to turn up in Volume 2 as well. And he just said, just a very short while ago, Kevin Feige, who's a Marvel guy, and I were talking about a cameo role in Guardians Volume 2, and he brought up Bowie's name. I told him nothing in the world would make me happier, but I heard from common friends he wasn't doing well. We heard back that he was okay, and it could potentially happen. Who knows what that was about, but for whatever reason, there we go. It made my Twitter revelation more of a surprise, but he would have fitted in rather well into Guardians of the Galaxy. Prince, he would say, David Bowie. Actually, every man this weekend, this Saturday night, 11 o'clock, they're doing a free showing of The Man Who Fell to Earth. So if you want to go along, you need to book tickets online, but they are free. So you can book tickets online for free and go and see Man Who Fell to Earth at the Everyman Cinema this Saturday night at 11 o'clock.
And Hyde Park are doing Labyrinth.
They are, that's right, yes. Labyrinth, yeah, so both doing good. Anything else you've got for the Trisha?
This will get you excited.
Oh, really?
Got some Toy Story 4 news.
Oh, go for it.
So the man who was, the last thing he made was Cars 2, John Lasseter. He's going to be directing.
Good. That's John Lasseter is Pixar king.
Pixar king.
He is the Pixar king.
Is that official?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. John Lasseter's the guy behind original Toy Story. He's Mr. Pixar.
Mr. Pixar. It is going to be written by, this is interesting, Rashida Jones, April from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, yeah.
And Will McCormack.
Quincy Jones's daughter.
She wrote Jessie and Celeste, which was a 2012 indie film, which was good.
Yeah.
And she's had more of a role in kids' films recently, hasn't she? She's been in the Muppets films.
Do you know what? Yeah, I only watched the Muppets again yesterday, and I saw her in that.
She got a special credit, along with Will McCormack, in Inside Out. So they think that maybe they did some script touching up in Inside Out as well. And she was also a voice in Inside Out. So that could be quite exciting.
That is very exciting, actually.
I think it's now been confirmed it's Woody and Bo Peep. So it's going to be either reuniting or love story. Bo's going to be either lost or given away, and Woody's going to try and find her.
Well, she wasn't in Toy Story 3, was she?
No, she wasn't.
She's not in Toy Story 3.
Yeah,
and I'm not 100% sure she was in Toy Story 2.
She was in Toy Story 2.
She was in 2, was she?
So they haven't... what's his name? Tom Hanks got in trouble because he said he will feature in the film.
Yeah.
He got in trouble with the studio, but I don't know about Tim Allen yet.
Yeah, there we go. Of course he will. He's not doing anything else, is he?
So, Home Improvement's dead. Get over it.
Come on. Come on. They're not going to do a Santa Claus 4. I'm sorry, they're not. Last bit in you. Oh, right, okay. Yes, it's time for Star Wars news. And as Star Wars The Force Awakens continues to break box office records, the number one movie of all time in America now, attention's turning to the other film sets at the galaxy far, far away, including, of course, these spin-offs. And it looks like young Han Solo. There's a massive casting sweep underway to find actors to tackle the challenge of playing younger Han Solo. And there's some interesting ones. But it looks like whoever does get it is going to possibly get a role popping up in Rogue One, Star Wars Story. There's loads of actors have auditioned. Some of the names, Ansel Elgort, Miles Teller, Dave Franco, Jack Rayner, Scott Eastwood. That's Clint Eastwood's son. Logan Lerman are all on it alongside newer names such as Emery Cohen and Blake Jenner. The push is apparently for directors Chris Miller and Phil Lord to make their choice in the next couple of weeks, which will also give time for whoever wins the role to potentially show up in Rogue One, which is, of course, in production and is set for a December 16th release this year. So exciting stuff.
Come, Miles. I'm fighting Miles this corner.
Miles, I don't know. Fantastic Four, come on. Yeah, that is
Whiplash.
Really Fantastic Four. That's finished him, I think, in Hollywood, personally, for me. Awful. So there you go. There's your news for this week. Big new movie out this week. Huge new movie. It's massive.
Oh, the first one was such a classic.
And the second one sounds like it's going to be even better. It's Ride Along 2.
Got what we need?
Cash first.
100,000.
We got ourselves a deal.
Now why you want to go and do that?
Me. I see all these muscle cars, but I don't see no muscle.
Fallible, quick move.
Is that yours?
Your partner is marrying your sister. Good cop, sex cop.
Corey is the best wedding planner in Atlanta.
So what you going to do?
I'm not intimidated by you.
What you gonna do?
I'm stepping up.
You wanna get big?
I'm sick of this.
What speed was the fan on?
All the new dealers in Atlanta are getting supplied through Antonio Pope in Miami. You need to get me something on this guy.
2 days tops. So get a team together and fix this.
Miami, James, I'm going.
Make sure you're back in time to make me Mrs. Blackhammer.
Hey, Ange, you know where my thongs are?
Check my top right drawer.
Wow. Oh, they were in my panty drawer, not yours.
We're going to go by Miami PD, let them know we're here.
Oh, what's your problem?
You're at my desk.
Oh!
Soft tissue manipulation. Ah! Detective Payton.
Detective Cruz,
I'm not shaking your hand after that.
Pope is moving contraband through the port. You're gonna help me get some hard evidence on him.
How do we get in undetected?
Name?
Prince Admiral Stephen Mutumbe.
Plus my two servants.
I'm not your servant.
Hey, you are what I say you are!
Sign of respect.
I cannot feel my face.
Oh, we got company.
Fire!
Lose him!
Hold on.
Are you signaling?
It is a force of habit!
The brothers-in-law just got to town.
You say that again, I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
I need you here now. I'm marrying someone on Saturday.
Grab your gun, man! Put it down!
Put
now.
Your gun down!
Again?
My nerves is bad, man.
Oh, my God!
He a zombie. Headshot. Walking dead.
So, James. Let's get
ridiculous! This upsets me.
God. There you go. What a film that sounds, eh? Yeah, that's the big new movie out this week. Ride Along 2.
Oscars.
Woo-hoo! It sounds...
ridiculous.
It sounds so good. But I'm sure it'll make a ton of money, which is the really depressing thing about Ride Along. There'll be a Ride Along 3, I'm sure. It'll make a ton of money. I know someone that's very, very excited about going and seeing Ride Along 2, and that's Adam Woodward from Little White Lies. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Not bad at all. Well, what a way to start 2016 with possibly the greatest movie of all time, Ride Along 2.
I was listening to that, trying to work out what it was. It took me a little while. I think it was just too much action crammed into that trailer there.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it worked as well on radio as it probably did visually.
No.
I think it's one of those films you do need to see rather than hear. Adam, 2016, it looks like... Everybody banged on that 2015 was going to be, like, the greatest year that cinema's seen for a long, long time. But looking at what's coming out in 2016, I think this year could possibly top it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I'm obviously privileged enough to have seen a lot of the movies that are coming our way in the next couple of weeks, sort of just the other side of Christmas. So a lot of stuff that I've been, looking forward to for a while, I got to see last year. But I think this year, like you say, it's definitely shaping up to be a good one.
Adam, have you seen The Revenant, and will Leo get his Oscar?
I have. It was one of the films I just said that I saw before Christmas. And, yeah, I sort of hope he does get it in a way, because I kind of feel like if he doesn't get it for this, then what's he going to get it for, you know? And he sort of paid his dues. There's often a thing in Hollywood and with the Academy that people have to kind of earn it over, you know, a few performances. It's really just a kind of one-off deal. And I think certainly in Leo's case, he's done that over however many years now in his career. But this is definitely his most committed performance.
It looks a bit of a tough watch. It's quite a long film, I think. Not exactly a date movie, I would say.
Definitely not a date movie. it is a real kind of endurance test, and I think the point of the movie, in a way, is to put you through, or put you in the character Hugh Glass, who Leonardo DiCaprio plays, to put you in his position, put you in his shoes. And it is, as I say, it's really kind of a grueling watch over the 2.5 or so hours of it.
Adam, you're into your documentaries. Are there any good ones coming up that you can recommend to people?
Oh, any good documentaries? There's a really great documentary about Janis Joplin coming up.
Wow.
Pretty soon. If that's your kind of thing, then that's definitely worth a watch. In terms of documentaries, the thing that's had me hooked recently is Making a Murderer, but that's obviously not film-really related. But, it's maybe a bit of a quieter time for documentaries at this moment.
Yeah, we've both been on board with Making a Murderer. That's been unbelievable. That's absolutely fantastic. I was recommended one, actually, just going off topic. I was recommended one called The Jinx, I've not seen that, but I can't seem to find it anywhere. Netflix doesn't have it. I'm going to have to find it from nefarious places, I think.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
What? Pay for it? No. Yes, I will have to pay for it. So, what else in 2016 are you really looking forward to, Adam?
Well, there's a couple of great movies coming out this week, actually. First off, there's a film, Room, which I don't know if you guys saw a film called Frank, came out, I think, in 2014 now. But
oh, with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, that's right. So it's by the same guy who directed that. But this is a very different kind of bit of a change of tack. And it's like Brie Larson as a sort of single mother who's confined to this very sort of strange room. And over the course of the film, you kind of understand how she came to be there. But it's just a really beautiful film, very emotional, quite a kind of difficult subject matter as well. And I think as much as Leo is due his Oscar for The Revenant, I think she's a shoo-in for her performance in Room.
She's definitely had some different roles then. She's come from these kind of throwaway comedies to that. That's brilliant.
She started off doing things like not Knocked Up. What's the other one?
One of the
kind of Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill comedies.
Jump and Street.
She's done some really interesting stuff since then. She did a film called Short Term 12 a few years ago, which is in a similar kind of vein to this. But yeah, she's really great.
When I saw the trailer, I thought it was based on when Ariel Castro got those three women bound up. I thought it was that. Is it similar to that story?
It does have a kind of similar story. I don't really want to kind of give too much away. Yeah. I think actually if you watch the trailer or read anything really about the film, you'll probably find out a fair amount about the plot. But I kind of went into it completely fresh, not knowing really anything about it. So I think that's probably the best way to go into this one.
And what films are you not looking forward to in 2016?
Well, aside from Ride Along 2... I don't know. I'm kind of focusing. There's so much good stuff out there at the moment. Creed is another one which is out this week, which I got to say I had fairly low expectations for. It's the kind of unofficial seventh installment in the Rocky franchise, which follows kind of Apollo Creed's son, who's played by Michael B. Jordan. And that's just a really terrific action kind of sports movie. And it has a real kind of heart as well, I think. I think, as I say, that's the thing that surprised me about that movie. But, yeah, as I say, there's so much good stuff at the moment. I wouldn't really want to focus on the bad stuff. But
just one final question then. We've seen a lot of trailers at the end of the last year, I think, because they wanted to get tacked onto the front of Star Wars.
Yeah.
There was a lot of trailers for stuff that's coming out this year. The one notable exception, and we still haven't seen anything from it really, is Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters. Does that fill you with fear?
Well, not so much. I think they did release a sort of official press still showing the kind of cast as their characters. But yeah, it is interesting that they didn't maybe drop a trailer earlier on. But no, I think that seems to be in fairly good shape. I haven't actually sort of checked in on that one in a while, but that's definitely one I'm sort of looking forward to.
Wonderful stuff. Adam, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll chat again very, very shortly. Of course, if you want to check out Adam's website, littlewhitelies.com is the website to go to. Adam Woodward, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
There we go. Adam Woodward from Little White Lies this morning, talking movies in 2016, of which I am a little bit fearful of Ghostbusters. But I've already said that many, many times, so I'm not going to bang on a bit, but I am fearful. Now, I have seen very recently, in the last few days, I've seen the film out at the moment starring Jennifer Lawrence, Joy. Which very, very interestingly, it's all about this lady. It's a true story about this lady, Joy Mangano, who invented the Miracle Mop, which is the self-ringing mop. And it's also sort of like a story about how really QVC started as well, because it was one of the first big products on QVC. It's very, very interesting. And Bradley Cooper plays like the head of QVC and brings Joe Mangano onto there. It's directed by David O. Russell, so it's he's collaborated with, of course, Bradley and with Jennifer a fair few times recently, Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle most recently. And it's got that sort of like ensemble cast that he likes. Robert De Niro's in there. If it wasn't for Jennifer Lawrence, it would be a very, very poor film.
It looked naff.
It is a bit naff. I quite enjoyed it, but I only enjoyed it because Jennifer Lawrence was so good in it. That's the only... That's all that holds up. It's an interesting story. The actual character's quite interesting. She's got a really weird life. Her ex-husband lives in her basement and is just like her best friend. Her dad comes back to live with her in her basement, separated by a bit of tape from the ex-husband. It's a bit strange. She's a single mum, but it's a bit of a strange setup she's got. But the actual film itself is not great. You do feel as though it's been brought out again at this sort of time because of a bit of, like, Oscar bait, really. You do sort of think that. She will get a nod for Best Actress again. Mm-hmm. I think there's no doubt about that, because she is really, really good in it. She's excellent. But the actual film itself was quite disappointing, I thought, really.
This might be a moot point because I'd stayed away from it because I didn't think it was my thing. To me, from an outside point of view, it looks like a modern-day Erin Brockovich.
In fact, I was just going to come to that because people are calling it Erin Mopovich.
Ah, OK, I haven't actually seen that.
Erin Mopovich is what they're calling it, which is probably about right, which did make me chuckle. But look, I wouldn't be jumping up and down to go in the cinema to go and see it if I were you. I would probably go and see Ride Along too. But no, don't go. Just go and see Star Wars again, like I'm going to this afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, got to be done. So look at some TV movies then, Catricia. What's your first pick this week?
I didn't think there was that much on this week.
Oh, it's loads.
So I just went for things that I've watched and sort of enjoyed or was curious about watching the whole thing. So I've gone for Thursday on ITV4, Devil's Advocate, 11:15.
Oh, that is a great film. Keanu Reeves, Al Pacino.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, yes, indeed.
With
yeah.
a very, very gory scene. Mm,
yes.
Al Pacino's great as the devil.
He is good.
He's the best devil since Liz Hurley in Bedazzled.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I've remembered that film now.
And Harvey Keitel in Little Nicky. He was good devil, too.
He wasn't bad. Yeah. When's that on?
It's on 11:15 on Thursday on ITV4.
I go ITV4 as well.
Ooh.
On Friday, 9:00 from 1985, Pale Rider. Now, if you're liking... Don't turn your nose up at a Clint Eastwood film. How dare you?
It's just the title.
Pale Rider. Oh, it's a great film, Kat. It's
sounds
a really
like someone
good film.
Who's lacking vitamin D? A bad cowboy.
Yeah, that's very true. But it is a beautiful Western. It's a reworking of an old film, Shane, from many, many years ago during the 60s. And it's a director and star, Clint Eastwood. It's pretty somber, but it is a very, very good film indeed. 9:00, ITV4 on Friday for Pale Rider. If you've just watched Hateful Eight and you fancy watching another cracking Western, then I would certainly push you towards Clint Eastwood's Pale Rider from 1985, ITV4, Friday, 9:00.
I've gone for another one a bit left field. Saturday, film 4, 6:45, Tootsie.
Mmm! I love that film.
I love that film, love Dustin Hoffman. And one of the best things, if you can Google an interview about him talking about playing Tootsie, where he breaks down, it's very revealing and it's very interesting.
Really?
He said that playing Tootsie made him realise all the women... He didn't feel attractive enough to play a woman and didn't feel attractive enough as a woman, and he said he got upset because he realised all the women he'd turned down because he hadn't got to know just because of face value, and he actually cried in the interview.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, and a very little cameo in that as well as his housemate. He just, for me, steals the show in that first line. And Jessica Lange looks unbelievably gorgeous in it as well. Tootsie, I love Tootsie.
Yeah.
It's a good film.
Nice sparkly red dress.
It's great. It's a brilliant film. It really is good. I've gone Cheese, Channel 4, Saturday, 10:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Flash! Oh!
I thought you'd go for that.
Flash Gordon, yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, have you not?
Nope.
Record it on Saturday because it is all kinds of rubbish. But it's great rubbish. Okay. Gordon's alive! Just to see Brian Blessed doing that. Flash, we've only got 62 hours to save the world. It's brilliant. So if you've not seen it before, it's a legendary film, Flash Gordon from 1980. It's fantastic. 10:00 Saturday morning on Channel 4, which is really, really good.
My last film, I've got Monday, 9:00, film 4, Rush.
Lovely film.
Absolutely amazing. You're on the edge of your seat for most of it. Ron Howard at his best.
fantastic sound in that film as well. So if you've got like surround sound or anything like that at home, crank it up to 11, because the sound on that film is amazing. Not the music, the music's great, but just the sound of that film. It goes through your chest and everything, the sound of the throttle and everything. It's such a good film.
And it's one of these films where there is a big rivalry and there's not much artistic license.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much true all the way through. Really good film. Well done, Kat. I'm going for a little bit of a thriller on Sunday night, ITV4 again, 9 o'clock, The Client from 1994. It's a John Grisham. I love John Grisham books. I've read all of them. They're absolutely fantastic. And this one's really good. It stars Susan Sarandon and Tommy Lee Jones. And it's a really, really good courtroom thriller, which, of course, is John Grisham. But this is really, really good. Mafia lawyer tells a boy where a politician's body is buried. Then he commits suicide, and it's all about protecting this boy. Fantastic film. I really, really enjoyed that. But if you're not a fan of John Grisham, you might not like it. 9 o'clock on the ITV4 on Sunday. We've come to the end. We can just give you one more reminder of Clickbait for this week. Of course, got a lovely movie prize, Pat. You just got to tell us, what Oscar-winning film is this clip from?
We don't have an actor. And if we cancel the first preview, the press is going to smell blood. And we can't afford to lose any more money at all.
Okay. What do you think I should do?
Well, we hire an understudy. Let's use the understudy.
No.
Reagan, listen to me, please, for the love of God, listen. Our perfect dream actor is not going to knock on that door and go, hey, fellas, when do I start, you know?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Did you find another actor?
No.
Okay, well, Mike's available.
He is?
Mm-hmm. Mike who?
I thought he was doing the thing.
He was. He quit. Or got fired.
Mike who? Which is it, quit or fire?
Well, with the Mike, it's usually both.
Mike and who?
Shiner.
Yes! Jay.
Great film. If you know what it is, at @radio_Yorkshire, studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk, and we'll be picking a winner next week for the movie prize pack. And we've got a great movie prize pack next week. Next week, to celebrate Creed coming out, we've got some awesome Creed prizes to give away. We'll give you more details on that. Catricia, once again, a wonderful cinematic pleasure. I'm off to see Star Wars this afternoon and then go into the gym straight after.
Oh.
Because my gym's next to the cinema. That's a good idea, don't you think? I'm combining two.
It's your pre-workout.
I think so, yeah.
Digital breakfast. What the hell is that?